Welcome to the One Sheik Independent Podcast. I'm your host, Nate Preuss. It took me a while, but I think I've got a good one for you here. All spring, as the Iowa legislature was passing bill after bill on LGBTQ issues and specifically transgender identity issues, and even more specifically on transgender identity issues in schools, I was thinking to myself that I wanted to hear from trans students and their parents themselves how these new laws would affect them. And I had seen some interviews done by our two guests this episode in the state press last year, and I knew they were active on LGBTQ issues in schools, and so I reached out to them to see if they would come on to share their perspectives on the recent legislative session. The interview has been in the works for a while, and so I'm really happy to bring on Gavi and Tiffany Smith. Gavi is a rising junior at Decorah High School and is a trans student, and Tiffany is her mom. Both have been doing a lot of advocacy for trans rights in Iowa as well as here locally, as you'll hear in this episode. So let's get right to it. You may notice a dip in sound quality this episode. I'm not totally set up to record three people at once, so that's what's going on. And also you'll hear Tiffany's nephew, who joined us for the interview and was incredibly patient. Shout out to that little guy. It was fun. It was a great time talking to Gavi and Tiffany, and I hope you enjoy it and also take in what they have to say. All right. So welcome to Tiffany and Gavi Smith. Welcome to the podcast. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I brought you on. We've been in touch. I've been hoping to have you on because of all of the stuff that happened in the state legislature this spring. We've heard a lot from politicians, et cetera, but we haven't heard a lot from trans students and parents of trans students. Or, I mean, people have spoken out, but I guess in terms of just the general media, there hasn't been as much of that as I think we should have. So that's why I wanted to have you on. And so I thought we could talk about some of the legislature stuff and then also go into your experience as a student, Gavi, and as a parent, Tiffany, at the Decorah School District, how it's been, and then what you're thinking about going forward, if there's anything that you expect to change with the new laws, et cetera. Okay, so I thought we would start with the legislature. There's been, I've talked about this on the podcast in a couple past episodes, there's been a bunch of different bills relating to LGBTQ issues, trans issues, bathroom bill, gender-affirming care, banning gender-affirming care for minors, the so-called parental rights bill dealing with how schools can handle issues of trans identity, LGBTQ identity. And so I wanted to kind of, as I mentioned, I wanted to kind of give you a chance to share your perspective, either overall or if you want to talk about specific bills. Maybe we can get into the specifics in a bit, but if you have kind of an overall, let me ask it this way, what were you feeling and thinking as you saw these bills kind of come down from the legislature?
Well, when they like first entered, I was like not very shocked because I mean it's Iowa, so then I was just like, oh, okay, here we go. And then like once it actually like passed through, then I was like sobbing. I was like a total mess, but then like my friends were there for me and they like comforted me and like supported me through it. I still think about it and I still like have like little flashes where like I'll like start crying and stuff, but then like it hasn't, like the bathroom has like affected me right away and stuff.
It has affected you right away. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I wasn't able to, but like with like the medication and stuff, like it still has like a couple days, and like I feel like it won't fully sink in until I can't receive my medications and stuff.
And the gender affirming care ban, that, so maybe we could talk about that right now. The, you know, I guess the argument of the Republicans in the state legislature who passed the bill is that we don't know enough yet. Trans activists, on the other hand, say that gender-affirming care is super important for
minors who are transitioning, and American, all the big medical associations seem to agree with that. And so I wonder if you could talk about how important that is.
Yeah, it makes you feel more comfortable in your body, and like the dysphoria that you'll go through when somebody's going through the puberty that they don't want to.
Right.
It gets a lot worse. But then, like, once you start taking the estrogen or testosterone or whatever, mm-hmm. Or like the hormone blockers, the euphoria goes up, and like, mm-hmm. and like, there's been research that like it's better for a trans person to take it than not to take it.
Yeah.
Like, then it's gonna negatively affect them more than it's, yeah.
Right.
If
right.
That makes sense.
Yeah. 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 Like with any type of medical treatments, like there aren't side effects, but the positives dramatically outweigh any negatives you might feel. That's good. I mean, I think there are a lot of people who don't know that, you know, who might not be, you know, have met a trans teenager who is needing this stuff, and they should know that.
And this isn't just like coming from one trans person, because like during my school year, I wrote like a whole report on it.
Oh, cool.
And I like did research, and like this is coming from like people like saying this, and like like surveys and stuff.
Medical associations doing research on it. Yes. Tiffany, what about you with the legislature, your perspective, feelings as you watched these various bills become law?
Well, as a parent, it's heartbreaking to be able to, or to be in a situation where there's nothing I can do. I was on the phone calls with Senator Klimisch out of this area.
Yeah.
And then also, blocking his
Bergen.
Name. Yes, Mike Bergen. I was on the phone with him. He was very receptive. Mike Bergen was very receptive to the talks that we were having, you know, through the talks, just discussing the different bills.
And I think he voted against of them.
Yeah, he did vote against most of them.
Yeah.
And it was largely because of Gabby, you said, you know, just
really
knowing Gabby and knowing her family.
Yeah.
He's went to school with like my aunts and stuff. So he's known our family for a long time. And so he said, largely it's because I know your family and I know what they come from, and I know they're a great family. And
well, and that's also
not that others aren't great families, but it's, you know, there's the personal touch,
personal
to
connection. Yeah. Well, and it's also a testament to your activism, because last you've been speaking to the state press now for like at least a year, right? Like, with the law that passed last summer regarding sports. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, you definitely deserve credit for speaking up and holding politicians, or even our local politicians, accountable for their votes. Yeah. I think it's important.
Senator Klimisch was not as receptive. He told me, and I quote, that I see things through a different lens than he does. And then he also said that he's read some studies that were very compelling, one out of Sweden. I asked that he send them to me. I did look them over. It's not a study. It wasn't a study. It was just more of a write-up. It wasn't...
I've seen that study being kind of floated around a little bit.
And they're all the representatives and senators that are voting and that voted in favor of this all sort of mentioned that. Even the governor is...
Yep.
Mentioned it as well.
And the laws that have been passing kind of around the country on the same subject, that's a study that's referenced. Also, the Montana one, like a couple of Montana senators, I pointed to the Swedish like top like public health authority. I don't know why all this has come from Sweden, by the way. It's kind of an odd thing, yeah, but I don't get it. But they have, they'll point to things like their public health authority saying that caution should be exercised regarding gender affirming care. And you can tell where I stand on this. I support gender affirming care. The thing that I'm just like wanting to point out there is like caution is so different from a blanket ban, right?
Right.
And we, you know, fine, let medical professionals agree and disagree and figure out what kind of caution maybe do, but the blanket ban is a totally different thing. That's so it's hard to say, it's a little disingenuous to say, oh, you know, the Swedes are having some caution about this, therefore we're going full hog and banning it.
Right.
You know?
Not a yellow light, we're giving you a red light.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's the other big bill was the kind of the quote unquote parental rights bill, which, as I understand it, was really drafted in response to the Lynn-Mar School District's policy that allowed students who are transitioning to approach the school and ask for support in their transition, not necessarily with parents' consent, like students themselves to go to the school and be like, hey, I need support. And that policy became a political sort of football, and it was underlying a lot of the Republicans' arguments about parents should have the say-so in whether their students get support from the school and in a transition. Again, LGBTQ activists, different point of view, say that, hey, sometimes parents aren't supportive. And then what should students do? I don't know if you have thoughts on that bill in particular.
Well, it makes me feel bad because, I mean, I know Gabby has
all
the support,
right,
you know, that she can possibly get from myself, my husband, and all of our family is very supportive. But it makes me feel bad that knowing that there are kids out there that don't have the support, and so sometimes the school is their support. You know, there's been teachers that, you know, all of my kids have connected with that have, you know, have a good relationship with them, and sometimes that's their people.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And if we're taking that away.
Yeah.
Then who do they have?
Right.
Because maybe home life is not safe for them,
right,
you know, in that type of situation. Right. So who do they have? Nobody.
Right, and it comes back to the role of the school in providing that extra care. They're part of the, you know, team of people who are, you know, helping a child or a teenager develop. And in theory, yeah, you would think that they would be able to, that at least some kind of compromise could be negotiated. Again, there's ways to deal with to both make sure that parents' rights are respected, to, you know, have a understanding of what's going on with their child, and also make sure that children have the support they need. But here we are with a blanket ban again, you know. All right, and then maybe that's a good transition to talk about DECORAH and in your experience, Gavi, in particular in DECORAH. Generally, how has it been as a trans student in the district so far?
Yeah, my teachers and like my administrators, like they've been like really good. They've been like really supportive, and like especially when the bathroom bill came out, they were very helpful with like getting things organized, and they hung up signs at like family restrooms, like unisex bathrooms. That's what they're called now, and like they've just been very helpful, and it's been very nice to see that support, because I know that there's schools out there that could like completely ignore it and then like, just keep going. So that's been very nice, and like the students there, I mean, obviously there's some students out there that like are not supportive, but like there's students out there that like have seen me like on TV and stuff, and they're just like cheering me on, like good job and stuff.
Yeah.
So like I feel like very supported in my community.
That's really great.
Yeah.
That's huge. And I talked to Pat Druin, the guidance counselor. It seems like he's really aware and helpful. Yeah, and it's good to know that the district has been proactive about the bathroom bill. I talked to Tim Cronin, superintendent, and Ron Fodness, board president, a couple weeks ago, and they mentioned that that was something that they're attending to. And I think they're saying, like a lot of the school districts are, that they don't intend, they realize they have to follow the law, but they don't intend really to like reduce their support for trans students in any meaningful way.
Yeah, they told me that like we don't obviously support this bill, but like we could get in trouble if we don't follow it too. So mm-hmm. like, we're doing like what as much as we can. Mm-hmm. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So big picture, what would you like to see from the Decorah School District, the community more generally, as far as support goes?
The support is like amazing, but like if like we could have more people speak out and stuff, like if you're able to speak and against like these certain bills and stuff, and like then that would like be a lot, because we just need as many voices as possible to like help us like get the word out and like notify people what's going on.
Yeah, I think back to this past spring when all this was going through the House and Senate, and I got to the point where I was just so angry, because I felt like nobody's listening to what we're saying, you know. And I have, you know, on my social media accounts, I have so many people that are so supportive, say you're a great mom, you're doing, you know, you guys are doing great, and Gabby's awesome, Gabby's amazing, you know, we love her and all that. It got to the point where I was like, I don't even want to hear that. I don't want to hear how great of a parent I am. I don't want to hear about how great Gabby is. I need you to use your energy to tell representatives, senators, the governor that this is not right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's mainly what I think we need the most, is we need more voices telling our representatives and senators, governor, that this is the wrong path.
Yeah.
Because I know, obviously, hearing yes, you guys are doing such a good job is nice to hear, but that doesn't, the governor doesn't hear that. She doesn't honestly care, probably, but nobody sees that stuff. Nobody, the people that are making the decisions for this, they don't see that.
Right, right. You're two people.
Yes.
Albeit, you know, great spokespeople, but yeah, you're two people, and so numbers.
Yes. We need more people to stand up and tell our representatives this is not what we want.
Yeah.
Because I have many friends who are Republicans. Most of my friends are, you know, so it hurts when we go to the polls and I know they're voting these people in, and it's the same people that are doing this to my daughter and to all transgender and LGBT people.
Yeah.
But yet they disagree with that stuff that's happening.
Yeah, I was going to ask you.
It's like, you need to tell them this is not what you want.
So
it's not as poor. It's not their, you know, it's not their kid, it's not
right,
so it's not as forefront on their mind.
So it sounds like you've had some luck in changing the minds of a few Republican friends. Is that
true? Yeah, I mean, I don't know many. I mean, there are a few that they would be they're very cordial and supportive to my face, but then I see otherwise on social media stuff.
Sure.
But a lot of my close friends and all of our family, I mean, I would say a majority of them are Republican, and they all, I mean, I had a lot of people. I did things I never would thought I would have done, but I sent out a mass message to all my contacts, all my people on Snapchat that lived in Iowa, to please...
Right.
Please write these people and tell them that this, we don't want this. So I was digging anyone I could possibly dig out and just help support it. And obviously I'm not going to change their minds about who they vote for, but
sure.
I know that's not going to ever happen, but they need to be aware of what our people, our representatives are doing out there,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So many times it's like, oh, that doesn't, you know, affect me. So then they just put their blinders on
right.
to what they're doing and let them do what they're doing.
Even though, yeah, like when it came down to brass tacks, if they looked at the text mm-hmm. of the bill, they'd be like, well, no, this isn't right, mm-hmm. but they're just kind of ignoring it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. I can see that for sure. Well, I appreciate the, I think that's a good call for, you know, people to step up and make sure you aren't out there, you know, alone.
Yeah.
You know, and there's, you know, I guess I know that Decorah Pride and is pretty active, and there's there's a sizable LGBTQ community
yeah.
here. That, you know, that's a good thing. And yeah, I appreciate you coming on, both of you, so much, and really appreciate what you're doing. And best of luck next year. Gabby, you'll be a junior.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, enjoy your summer. And yeah, and good luck next year. Thanks again so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
All right, that's it for this episode. Keeping with the schools theme, we'll have another one coming up before long where I sit down with the Decorah School Board President Ron Fodness and Superintendent Tim Cronin. That'll be coming up, so stay tuned. That's it for now. See you next time.